Hey.
No.
Now what? Hey, folks, welcome to the DD&D podcast, where we talk about just about anything and everything, including Kano's problems.
I had a whole bunch of windows open and saved on my water fox, and they're all gone.
Oh, shit. And I recommended water fox to you.
Yeah, the ones that I had saved under current, use current page, gone.
All right, do you have the recover app installed?
Recover app? Probably not.
Recover tabs, whatever. History. Check your history tab.
Oh, my history tab. Where is that at?
Try Control H.
Control H. Aha!
I was just guessing that worked. Did it work?
Yeah, I think so. All right, I'm going to go with the last month. Sweet. Okay, cool. And I can get my tabs back that way.
Yeah. There's an add-on you can get, recover previous session. And you can actually save sessions on purpose, specific sessions, and then pull them up later.
Oh, okay. I was bookmarking certain things, but I didn't
want
to bookmark every tab that I had in my that I wanted to go back to, and I was switching back and forth between.
Yeah, that session recovery and refresh tab and auto refresh tab and a whole bunch of other add-ons, Firefox stopped supporting. So I switched over to WaterFox.
Nice.
Because WaterFox still supports them. It's like, now wait a minute. Some of these things that you're not supporting anymore are essential to my internet experience. So,
right.
So I left.
I don't blame you.
You know? Well, what they were trying to do, and rightly so, they were trying to speed up the browser. And by making themselves capable of supporting these apps, even if you didn't install the app, it slowed down the browser. And so they had to figure out what to cut and what not to cut. And I just opted for a slower browser. That's all. You know, so Firefox gives you a nice, clean, fast browser. But they don't support as many of the add-ons as they used to. So it's a compromise. So if you want a fast browser, Firefox is probably it. And if you want all the apps that I like to have, all the add-ons I like to have, well, then you're just going to have to learn to deal with a slow browser.
What the heck? Oh.
WTH.
That's not right. That's supposed to be redirected.
So were any of those tabs related to shingles?
This is bizarre. No. I don't think so. I had those on my phone.
Your phone had shingles?
My phone had shingles. Wow, it's not showing my tabs for the last week even. Oh, maybe this one will open them. Nope.
Well, I have Doc Harry right now killing every creature that's available to him to gather gold. There we go.
Gather
now the server
gold.
Is working again. Yeah, I had to do every hit one attack at a time. The nice thing about that is you don't take any damage when you do just one attack at a time. But the sad thing is it takes a lot longer.
Yeah. It didn't save any of my Google. Oh, wait, no, here they are. My Bing searches. There's two of them.
Do you have it sorting by time or by site?
Oh. History.
Are men's problems mainly personal and self?
I know I didn't hear that right. It sounded like it asked, are math problems really personal?
No, men's problems.
Like I said, I didn't think I heard it right.
Feminism, she says. Hang on.
You might want to put that closer to the speaker. Saying you might want to put that a lot closer to the speaker.
It was right next to the speaker.
Okay, it did not come through well.
Oh. Anyway,
If I looked real carefully, I might have understood her.
Google Sons of Feminism.
Sons of Feminism?
Sons of Feminism. TFF Episode 40. TFF stands for the Flamingo File.
Okay.
But, yeah. That's the video, the YouTube video. Janice Flamingo. She is a she's definitely an anti-feminist, but I call her a girl for gender equality. Although she's not a girl, she's your age. She would still be a girl.
Yeah, somewhere along the lines, at some age, they lose their gender. Yeah, that's...
She's a wool man. Oh, crap. My place. I was also on Scrap Blog. I was going through and getting all of Lenny's blogs off of his other sites his content from his other sites and putting it on ScrapGoScrap. And so that he has more exposure, and so that we have content. And all that work got deleted. Not really deleted, but I have tabs open to save my place to where I was. Now I got to go find my place again.
Okay, yeah, you need to get that extension. You need that extension that remembers the your last session.
Yeah, I had a bunch of tabs open, and I was working on a few projects, and now I don't know where I was.
Yeah.
All right. So I get to play the guessing game. I'm mostly looking for my Bing. What was this? TC dot. Oh, that was my training for work. off grid dating, off grid singles. There we go. Who is this? Oh, don't know. Christy O'Misty. Do I have her?
What'd she do?
She is also a girl for gender equality.
Girl writes what?
No, but like her, yes.
Girl writes what-ish.
Yeah. TikTok.
Yeah, I still find that annoying. If I turn my screen sideways to get full screen, I can't see it. It just shows me the top of the video.
Women on the Fringe. You might check them out.
The Fringe of what?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because they got a few of those in San Francisco in the Tenderloin District.
Flickr.
Some of them are on the fringe of not being women, and some are on the fringe of almost being women.
Oh, no. This one is religious. Anti-New World Order. This is definitely a scrap topic.
Okay, good.
They're also talking about feminism and gender equality, but they're talking about how the government is behind the separation of family.
Well, yeah.
And all that stuff. So
Kane started it.
Well, yeah. Anyways, they're some of these other girls talk about how the government is part of the problem, but they're not focusing on that, where these girls are focusing on that. So, anyways, I think I was already done with that tab, but that was in my history. trying to go back and find all my stuff. So,
A thread pulling a needle pulling thread.
Cafe. Canadian Association for Equality. Definitely worth checking out.
Okay.
Here's that. Candace Owen. Oh, yeah, I already got her. She's a new girl for gender equality. She's got some good stuff. Cassie J, she's pretty cool. Got some good stuff as well. She's the one who did the Red Pill documentary.
Well, I think I tried to get a hold of that. Did you ever get a hold of that documentary?
You got a hold of it and gave me a copy.
Did I really?
Yep.
I think all I got is a hold of the preview to it.
Nope. Or maybe I got it. I don't know. Anyways, you can get it again or in the first place at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com/videos. Hang on. Or even Scrap Go Scrap. I got it there too. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com/videos/redpill.mp4. Okay, it's not there. Maybe it's the red pill. All right, I'll look it up.
Right on.
Server right here. Oh, wait, wrong server. Server right here. I got two servers now. I had more than that, though. I got two main servers, technically. I've got three servers right now. But and I might have four soon. But I had more than that before. Anyways, file manager. Bom, bom, bom. Bom, 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 bom. Why are only these two in here? It's weird. And then this one's over here. Demented Dungeons and Dragons! Oh. It's not under videos. It's just under DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com/theredpill.mp3.
Somebody got lazy about giving it a home.
No, I didn't put it under the video folder because ScrapGovScrap has its own video folder.
Right.
Where we created the video website. And so I didn't... So the Red Pill video is under videos, under the videos file on ScrapGovScrap, but not on Demented Dungeons and Dragons because I wanted to leave that file available in case we start a video site in the future.
Clear as mud.
Huh?
That was clear as mud.
Yeah, so I'm thinking ahead. So just go to scrapgovscrap.com/videos/theredpill.mp3 or DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com/theredpill.mp3.
Sure it's not MP4?
I mean MP4, my bad. It is 3.65 gigs.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that one.
Right.
I went looking for one that I could actually watch.
Right. That's the smallest format I have.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find another one.
Yeah, something under a gig. Pinky, pinky.
Yeah, you're such a pain in the butt. All right, videos.
Yeah, so I've never watched it because while I did find the link, I was unable to view it. I suppose I could go sit at Woods all day long and download it and then watch it that way, but...
Well, let me see if I can find it through my various avenues. In fact,
talking about not having room on my electronic devices, Joe suggested I take my my broken external drive to Click Computer and have them solder on a new USB port.
Why would you do that?
So I could use that drive.
What the frack?
Frickin' frack.
Fricking frack.
The Tappet Brothers.
There it is. Oh, okay, here we go. You can get it from YouTube if you want for $3.
Yeah.
It'd be worth buying.
Okay. Give them that link. Not that I want to fund the tyranny that's going on YouTube.
No, but you would be funding the author. She's selling it for $3.
Right. But she's selling it on YouTube, and she's not going to get all that. YouTube's going to take some of it, aren't they?
Oh, probably. They'll take a commission. Oh, well, let's see. She's on Amazon, too.
Okay, that's slightly better.
On Amazon, you can get it for a dollar more.
Okay, I'd rather give the tyrants at Amazon the money than the ones at YouTube.
Oh, wait, this is a rental.
Rental?
Yeah, I guess they've got temporary downloads that won't stay downloaded. You know, so you're not really getting the download. You're getting a hyperlink to the download. So if you could figure out how to get the download through the hyperlink, then you can download it. But otherwise, it's $10 to download it for, you know, to get the full version or to own it. But shoot, you could buy it on DVD for $10.
There you go.
I don't know what they mean by rent. Let me see here. It says rent PHP. I mean, not PHP. HD. For $4. Yeah, I know. But I don't know what that means, rent.
It means they give you a file that has a link in it that has an expiration date.
Right. I'm thinking that's what it is.
Yeah, I borrowed PDF books that were of that nature online.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, it's annoying because you got to read this 700-page book in a short period of time, and you know you want to be able to refer back to it, but you're not going to have it after a certain period of time. So it's like you got this knowledge in your head, but you can't go back and re-reference it.
Right.
You know, we all get facts wrong from time to time, and so it's nice to be able to go back and straighten ourselves out. You know. Anyway. There's usually some sort of workaround, like screenshots.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they let you download the movie from YouTube when you pay to watch it. But if you pay to watch it, you could probably use a downloader to download it while you're watching it.
Right. Like anybody's ever done that.
No way, Jose.
That'd be a genius to do that. We don't have any of those around here.
Who what, huh?
Geniuses. We don't have any of those around here.
No. We don't have no brains.
No, we've been drinking the fluoride.
Drink the fluoride. Anyhow, all right, I'm just going to bring up all my Bing searches and go from there.
Because you can't tell what they are by just looking at the link, can you?
Oh, I can, but I can't remember exactly every where I was, what I finished, what I didn't finish. So on this one project, so I started from Bing searches with some of them. And so I'm just going to use those as my my index.
Yeah, backtrack your path.
Yeah. And the rest of my projects, well, I guess they really weren't that important.
You know, I usually have about 100 tabs open on my browser. And when my browser crashes and I lose them all, I'm generally like, oh, shit. But in the long run, I'm actually kind of relieved.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
You know?
Well, some of these were important, like really important, and I need to go back and...
Yeah, that's what bookmarks are for, in proper file categories.
And the history tab.
The history tab is in case you didn't do proper bookmarks in file categories.
Yeah. I just said. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. And get that app. Then you can procrastinate even more. But actually, you get that add-on, and what it'll do is you can set up a very specific session.
Here's another important one.
You know, you can set up some tabs that have websites that you specifically want to talk about on a given podcast. And so you can name that session show notes, such and such and so, and you know, have 20 tabs saved under that session. And then close it out and do an entirely different session in the meantime. And then when it's time to do the podcast, you pull up that session. And you're good to go. Just saying.
Just saying.
And now that we've gone around the perimeter of our property, of our, I don't know what to call it, our region around D&D Farm.
On the game?
Yeah. And I put okay. My phone number on all those flags. You should probably go behind me and put a ring around the phone numbers, all D&D flags.
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of poopy. Oh. Feel like it.
Fine, be that way. Well, it's getting annoying.
What?
Well, I go visit a flag and then I circle around the area that's around me to see where all the critters are so I can, you know, kill them and get the gold. All right? So about the time I'm about to hit the next flag to move on, because there wasn't any critters, the critters pop up. Like, they weren't there on the first round.
Right.
Darn it. It loaded up ghost critters. I can swing at them, but I don't do any damage, and they don't fight me back.
Honey badgers.
Okay. Sounds like an African critter.
They got a podcast.
Honey Badgers podcast.
It's called Honey Badger Radio.
Okay.
Feminism. Girl writes what? I think she's one of the honey badgers.
Okay.
Yeah. She's my hero.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a sexist term in the slightest when applied to women.
I actually contacted her on Facebook and she responded.
Yeah, you told me about that. When you wanted to know how to use your
domain names. Really. Yep.
Yeah, so basically you'll be redirecting women who are looking for one group to another.
Potentially, yes.
So you better be careful to make sure that you only post women.
Oh, that was my intent in the first place.
Yeah. And when those women suggest something else, you have to say, not to be sexist, but...
Oh, well, okay. I went out and purchased the other gender domain name. So as soon as I'm done working on girlsforgenderequality.com, I'll be working on guysforgenderequality.com. And it'll basically be identical to the other one. The blogs will be pretty much identical. Basically, because the blogs are just going to be educational for gender equality. and they're just going to be mostly educational resources for people to go do their own homework. Okay, I think I covered most the important stuff. So, Girls for Gender Equality, they're both blogs. So on the Girls for Gender Equality, the page tabs are going to be links, resource pages for the girls that are actually fighting for equality on Girls for Gender Equality. And then on the Guys for Gender Equality, and those page tabs are going to be pages dedicated to those guys or those guy groups and those girl groups on the girl one and the guy one. So, and then the blogs will be articles talking about this, that, and whatever, and those articles will be on both. So they'll be identical on both sites. What I post on one will be posted on the other. Now, if one of these guys or one of these girls wants to be an editor on the site, or not really an editor, but whatever, person who posts blogs, author, an author on there, I will make them an offer, and then it'll be more customized. It'll have their stuff as well as the stuff that I put on there, which I won't be putting a lot on there as far as blogs are concerned. It's mostly just going to be a resource site so people can find the right people. And
right. Not
only that, but, you know,
as
it's like
defined by Kano.
As defined by me. But
yeah. Here's
the thing. When finding one of these people, you typically find two or three of the others. And when you find two or three of the others, you find two or three more. And that's basically how I'm finding these people. And so I'm just helping other people cut to the chase and finding all of them that are already networking together.
There you go.
So. Candace Owen is not working with the other girls yet, but Cassie is. I'm not sure about Christy O'Misty. Not even sure what her real name is. That's her stage name, if you will.
And what is her real name?
True that. Faith, she also, I'm not sure if she's working with these girls. Hang on, let me go to her page. Oh, no. I don't know if she's working with them yet or not. I know Janice is. I know Karen is. And some of the other ones that I haven't put on here yet. And Tommy is not either. Tommy and Faith are mainstream media figures that are pissed off and speak out against feminism because feminism is making real working women look like idiots.
Right.
According to them.
Well, yeah, I mean, what it boils down to, what kind of equality are you looking for? All right. If you're looking for equality of results, then basically you're saying that your special group, whatever it is, whether it's women, men, children with three toes, whatever, okay, you want them to get the same results as somebody who worked hard at it.
Exactly.
Okay. Or do you want equality of opportunity? You know, so everybody can apply, and those who are most qualified get the position. You know, regardless
right.
of race, creed, gender, number of toes, you know.
Right, and that's basically what all the women are saying that I'm putting on this website. Even the two mainstream ladies, you know, they're like, you know, they worked hard to get the position that they've got, and they don't want, you know, now maybe there was some, affirmative action. Maybe there was some affirmative action that helped them get where they are, but they still worked hard to get where they are.
Right.
And they're pissed off at these women who just want handouts.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a kid, I saw friends, you know, family friends who were refused work, you know, refuse the opportunity to work because they're the wrong race. All right. Now, I was a kid when I saw that, okay? And I don't know whether the affirmative action helped turn that around or not, or if the affirmative action laws came about because people were becoming aware that that was wrong. Okay. I don't know which was the chicken and which was the egg, and I don't know which came first. Okay.
Oh, right. Well, affirmative action, I think, came after, because the government doesn't usually fix things. They step in after things are being fixed, and they take credit for it.
Right.
Usually. Not always. But it's like, oh, there's not a problem over here. Let's go make a problem.
Yeah.
So that we can have control over that problem. And that's what they do. I mean, I'm not saying that there wasn't a problem, but the problem
was resolving.
The problem was resolving itself, but they stepped in and said, oh, let us fix this problem for you that we were already fixing ourselves.
And I tend to believe what you're saying, but I do not know the specific history. You know, it's clear that something kicked people in the keister to make them rethink what they were doing. Okay? Because there was racism, creedism, colorism, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, well, but it was a major effect in the employability of some people who were unjustly kept out of work, whether they were women, whether they were Indian, whether they were black, white, whatever. You know, and actually, there was actually some reverse discrimination soon after. You know, because...
Well, that's what affirmative action is reverse discrimination.
And it brought about some pretty severe cases of that.
Yeah, because basically now, affirmative action actually discriminates against the people who are actually qualified. So it doesn't matter really what color you are or what gender you are. If affirmative action says you are of the gender or color that they think you should be, then you get the job.
Right.
So if you're of the wrong color for that position to fill that slot, but you're qualified, or if you're the wrong gender, you may be the right color but the wrong gender, but you're qualified, you don't get the job. You have to be the right color, the right gender, and be somewhat qualified.
Well, not even.
Well,
my prime example is San Francisco, Oakland.
I understand.
Yeah, they hired a bunch of firemen. They hired firemen who were unqualified because they were the right gender and the right ethnicity.
Right. I've heard the story, but other people may not have, so go ahead and tell it.
Well, the Oakland fire. There was an Oakland fire. It burned down a bunch of homes and stuff like that. It started out as a small brush fire. All right. And it went out of control. And I don't know whether they had called the fire department to help to assist with the brush fire or what, you know, to be on call in case it got out of control or whatever. And so the crew that came out was a bunch of Asian women. Little short, under 5 foot, Asian women. There's no way six of them could hold down the hose. And so that fire got out of control, and they were unable to bring it back into control. And so by the time the next crew got there, it had already become a major fire. And all because of gender equality laws.
Affirmative action.
Affirmative action. So, now I've got no problem with an Asian becoming a fireman. And I've got no problem with a woman becoming a fireman. And I don't care if it's an Asian woman. But as racist as this may sound, she probably should be a Samoan. Because to handle those hoses and to carry 300-pound people out of burning buildings, you need to be pretty darn beefy. And these little Asian women weren't. But they qualified for the position because they covered two affirmative action slots in one shot. They were ethnic, and they were women.
Yeah.
And they don't generally tell you that. They didn't generally mention that in the news. But they did change their policy soon after.
Yeah, whoever that guy was, guy or girl who hired those girls should have been shot.
Well, the people who set the policies that forced them to do it
also should have been shot.
Or more directly, make them financially responsible for all the damage done. But that then that'd be slave labor for the next two or three centuries.
At least a couple decades. Depending on how many people were involved in making those rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines.
Well, you know, there might have been enough man hours in there to make license plates to the point where they covered the cost.
Well, Hillary's got all kinds of money. I'm sure she was behind it. Make her pay for it.
There you go.
She stole most of that money anyways, probably.
Yeah, so a lot of good it does to punish them. Taking stolen goods from a thief.
Yeah. But at least the thief ain't got her no more.
Not until he steals some more.
Right. Take away their ability to steal.
Yeah.
But there's only one real good way of doing that.
Chop their hands off? At about the neck?
Heads off.
Chop their hands off right about the line of the neck?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, my vitamin C is starting to dissolve. It should be totally dissolved by morning.
Has that been effective?
Don't know yet.
Ah.
I just started making it. So we shall see.
You might be cured before you get a chance to apply it.
Oh, yeah. It's almost healed. So, yeah, if you get, Jamie's got hers worse than I got mine. She's got hers on her arms and on her abdomen and on her back, I think she said. mine was just a small outbreak, but I also got mine under control pretty quick, I think, by using essential oils.
There you go.
Where?
Oh, no, that couldn't have been the solution.
Had to have been.
No, the medical establishment won't allow that to have been the solution.
I don't subscribe to those yahoos.
I found a wolf standing in a Christmas tree, and I kept trying to click on it, and the game kept asking me, "Do you want to chop this tree down? Do you want to chop this tree down?" "No, I want to kill the wolf." So finally, I see that the wolf's tail is sticking out from underneath the tree, and I tap that, and I get the wolf.
There you go. I am still a little bit of pain, though.
Oh, my.
But my sores from the blisters are scabbing over, or have scabbed over, and some of them have healed underneath the scabs, and the scabs are peeling off by themselves. So
right.
That's a good sign.
Sounds perfectly lovely.
Oh, yeah.
So, tell us about mushrooms.
Ow! I'm rubbing this stuff into my sores.
That doesn't sound like a mushroom.
A polypi?
I don't know, the one that eats plastic.
Yeah, polypi. Polypi is a medical terminology for a mushroom-like growth.
Okay.
Yeah, Mary studied medical terminology for her job, and I had to learn some of them to help her learn some of them to pass her tests.
So is that medical or is that scientific terminology?
Probably both, but it's medical for medical billing and coding. So the doctors would write down, these medical terminologies for the patients, and the billing encoders had to figure out how to interpret the medical terminology so that they can bill the customer properly.
Right.
So they had to learn medical terminology.
Yeah, I bought a course for learning how to do that, and then I found out they won't hire anybody who hadn't gone through a specific school.
Yeah, she actually went to a specific school, and she still had a hard time getting hired because it wasn't state accredited.
Yeah.
So make sure you go through a state accredited school if you want to get a job in that business. She had a really hard time. She finally ended up getting one. Which opened the door for getting another one. But
I made a fool of myself trying to get work doing that. I actually got quite an education because the course came with a sales spiel that you were supposed to give in order to convince them. And the response is, yeah, we know all that. That's why we hire people from these schools.
So you weren't the first.
Yeah, the schools were expensive. The course I bought online was a little expensive, but not anywhere near as expensive as the school.
Right, and, which is what makes me leery of doing Ron Paul's college curriculum testing.
Well, now, is he accredited?
He says it is, so it should be.
Yeah, you're probably fine with him. But, you know, this is the information I got from the course may have been, you know, 100% on the mark. But then again, you know, I went to computer learning school and took some courses, and indeed they were getting people jobs, but they tended not to get people jobs unless those same people volunteered to help teach at their school. So basically they were an entry-level programming mill. And they teach you just enough programming that you could get an entry-level position where you'd be able to go fetch the coffee for the real programmers.
Right.
Right.
But you got paid good money for that, so it's not really it wasn't that bad. But in order to get that position, you then had to put in a lot more than sitting through the classes, which, you know, wasn't right.
No.
Yeah, and I went to get proof that I'd gone through that school later on because I'd lost the paperwork, and the school ceased to exist.
Nice. Yeah, there's some things you got to do through the system, like a state accredited school. Or learning program, because if it's not state accredited, it's not gonna get you hardly anywhere. Now, if you don't plan on using it to get a job anywhere, you just
right.
want to further your knowledge and education and do whatever, you know. Or if you want to further your own business and you're the employer, then, you know, hey, go for it. You don't need the state accredited license to get a job because you are the job.
Right. And having been an employer, I wasn't really impressed with any of the degrees I got from school, you know, people who went to school. It did tell me, though, what their work ethic was, you know. So, and from what I've seen, it didn't really matter if somebody got a degree in finance or if they got a degree in, drawing pictures of butterflies on pottery, whatever you'd call that.
Butterflies on pottery.
All right. If they sat through the college courses for that long, and were willing to be bored to death and pay money for it, they pretty much were going to keep their nose to the grindstone and get the job done.
Right.
So. So at least the one who got the degree in painting butterflies You know, they must have been a little bit smarter than the average Bears, because at least they picked something that was relatively fun to be bored silly with. Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my. Oh, la, la, la. So, Brutal Age. Oh, no, wait. We got to talk about mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Mushrooms that eat plastic. supposedly, I didn't read everything, but supposedly they discovered a mushroom that eats plastic, and I think it was India.
They didn't genetically modify it?
You know, it could be a hybrid that they created. There's those mushroom people that... create different hybrids of different mushrooms. Like one mushroom kills ants.
Yeah, there's that one that the spores grow on the brain of ants. Literally controls them.
Yeah.
By the way, those are very tasty and very nutritious mushrooms.
There you go.
But they turn the ants that they infect into zombies.
That's funny.
Well, they do. They grow on the ants' brains and make them crawl to high places so the spores can be scattered far and wide.
Far and wide, they make them crawl far and wide.
Now, it wouldn't be the only thing that affects the brains of its host, victim, whatever.
Yeah, fluoride.
Yeah, that's not exactly a living creature. That's more along the lines of an evil government trying to dumb down the populace.
Yep.
We got server problems going on here. Yeah, I now have a level 23 hammer. No, I do not. I have a level 22 and a half hammer. Ouch. Okay, this is where I stop upgrading the hammer.
Why?
This is where I start collecting enough money to upgrade the next guy's hammer.
Why?
Because I'm not going to spend 30,000 gold to go up fractional amounts.
Why?
Because?
Why?
Oh, God.
Mushrooms. So, yeah, we should do an experiment. Go buy some land in the desert. Have everybody bring us their garbage. and grow mushrooms in their garbage and see what happens.
Why in the desert?
Because the desert would be proof of the, not necessarily proof of the viability, because mushrooms would have a harder time surviving in the desert.
Yeah.
But, you know, there wouldn't be any other, I don't know, maybe not the desert. Somewhere where mushrooms would grow. But, you know, in a place that not too many people would really care about, because they would be like, oh, that's pollution, which is not much different than a dump, which is everywhere. But anyways, but yeah, or even maybe get a hold of an old dump. You know, maybe we can get one of those real cheap and just start growing mushrooms there. Not us per se, but maybe one of our listeners, because we already got enough on our plate.
That's true.
Or we can make our own little mini dump and just throw all our garbage in there until it's full. And then just...
Oh, you mean like every farmer used to do in the first place?
Yeah. Except we'll have ours blocked off with, like, those big cinder blocks. And then we'll throw those spores for those plastic mushrooms in there and see what happens.
Woohoo.
I mean, the natural environment will take care of pretty much everything else. But the plastic would be the main thing that would be a concern.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Put them to use as fuel.
Huh?
Put that to use as fuel.
What, plastic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we kind of already do that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
set up our char gasifier and mix in chopped up plastic. Use that to run a generator. Oh my.
Yeah.
I'm starting to lose it. So where'd you find this article so people can go look it up?
Facebook.
Oh. Well, okay, where can real people look it up? Because, you know, I can't go on Facebook.
Well, then you're not a real person.
I'm more real than you.
Yeah, I'm just a stupid truck driver that nobody wants anything to do with.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Looking on Discord now. It's not loading for some reason. Here we go. Demented Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, you really can only see the tiger. You can't see the dragons in the background, but there's four dragons in the background.
Okay.
The tiger represents me because I'm a tiger.
Well, the small icon, it looks like a cartoon tiger.
It is.
Okay.
All right. Here is the website. TheOpenMind.com. Actually, it's the-open-mind.com. A fungus that eats plastic has been discovered in Pakistan. Which would be India.
Okay.
the India, well, Pakistan, I think, is actually a different country, but it's near India. So it was discovered, not created.
Very good. That's better than creating it.
Yeah. So, and it could be a mutation, you know, it's like, or what would the word be?
Adaptation?
The mushrooms could have evolved. Evolution.
No, there's no such thing as evolution.
Right. God has to create everything. Nothing can create itself.
Right. No, nothing can't create itself. Nothing just is.
Right.
I've actually had this discussion already, but not with you. It's a Kabbalistic belief that nothing is God, that nothing is a thing, and that it is God. Yeah, I hear silence.
Silence! I get you.
All right, my next goal is to attain 330,000 gold. And then I'm going to have to enlist your help to pass it on to the next character.
Okay.
Because I don't have two devices and parallel space won't work with this game.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I have two devices, I'll be able to do that, but I'm guessing when I work for Gary come spring, I'll experiment and get a text now phone. It's supposed to be $40 a month for the very same service I'm getting now. But I won't believe it until I see it.
I believe it when I see it. 'Cause I live in Missouri, the show me state.
Yeah, I didn't need no show me state to give me that attitude. As a matter of fact, it's too bad more show me's don't have the attitude of show me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that's the law? Well, show me where it applies. What's the definition of a person? Oh, it's one of those corporate entities, non-living. So this really doesn't apply. Okay, go away now. Because I'm going to show you my shotgun.
Shotgun wedding. There we go. I had to shorten this deal that I had because it was long and really unnecessary. Okay. So, I'm probably not going to update and upload, download and upload the podcast tonight because I'm not going to have time. But I'll do it when I do it.
You'll do it when you damn well get it done.
Right. So we're a couple weeks behind as far as that goes. But they'll be up and running for too long. And then I might still be a couple weeks behind on the next ones. But they'll get up when I get them up. Right now, I just not really in that much pain, but I just don't feel like I feel like relaxing, and not stressing myself. They say stress is what probably caused my shingles to flare up. Which I'm not really stressed. I'm more depressed. But depression is a form of stress. So. I guess.
Okay. So basically you need to learn how to take life a little less seriously.
Yeah, I take things. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, dealing with all the stupid anti-New World Order. Not stupid. But the anti-New World Order stuff, ow, stresses me out, too.
Righto.
But I also hadn't really been eating properly lately. So, but it's okay. I mean, I guess it's good to get the whole thing out of the way early, and hopefully it don't come back.
Yeah.
I mean, generally I'm pretty healthy, but this last week I went up north. It was freezing as cold. They say extreme temperatures can activate it. It's not a combination of things. I've been depressed for over a year now. And just been, I don't know, just... I can't say... You know, they say lack of sleep and stress and blah, blah, blah. I can't say that I've really been all that stressed. Not counting the depression. I've had plenty of sleep, so that's not the problem. I sleep more than I probably should.
Yeah, which is a sign of depression.
Right. But I was up north. My truck broke down. It gelled up on me, and I was out in the cold, which is why I thought I had frostbite. I was in extreme colds, below freezing temperature, below zero even. And so between that and whatever stress I was under, and then I hadn't really been eating all that good lately, and I hadn't been taking my herbs like I should, so my immune system was down, and it just was the right time for that to go. Say hello. Hello, Kano.
Yeah.
And it hit me. but it wasn't ready for me because I had a whole bunch of remedies in my truck. And I just, it attacked me and I attacked back.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It bit your ass and you bit it.
Yeah, when somebody says, you know, it bit me and they say, bite it back, well, that's what I did. First
I did that
started,
to a dog once.
Yeah, I did that to a cat.
Yeah, I was a kid. The owners of the dog were surprised, but it worked.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, the dog never bit me again.
I can see that.
Mostly because the owners tried to keep the dog away from me.
Oh, yeah. I let the cats know ahead of time who's boss. Because I stick their heads in my mouth like I'm going to eat them. And at an early age, so they know that I'm the predator. And that they should respect me.
Yeah, I used to take my kittens and juggle them around. Not actually throw them in the air, but, you know, turn them this way and that. And, you know, basically I'd purposely give them Haley training. Granted, I didn't call it that back when I was doing it because I didn't know Haley, but.
Right.
But I was careful not to hurt the cats, unlike Haley. So.
Right.
I think she was three when she was first.
She would never do such a thing.
I think she was 3 years old when she was first handling kittens. And she kept pulling on this one cat's tail, and finally I grabbed her ponytail and pulled on it, and she cried. And I felt bad, but I think she got the point. She may not have understood it in terms of don't hurt the cat, but she did understand that if she hurt the cat, I was going to hurt her.
Right.
And I expressed my feeling bad, and all the adults around, including her dad, said, no, that was the right thing to do. I still felt bad. Oh, well.
Oh, well, what the hell? All right, Brutal Age. Are you playing it right now?
No, I'm playing Parallel Origins.
Fine, be that way.
Fine, be that way. Well, I'm kind of attacking a golem at the moment that's not obliging me. This is weird. I'm in its range. I'm in that mode where you hit something once and it doesn't hit you back, and then you gotta hit it again once. This is weird. I just knocked this golem down. It's lying on its back.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. All resources already.
I'll leave this game and see if I can fire up Brutal Age.
Do you need anything?
Who, me? Brutal Age?
Oh, wow. You built your thing right in my square.
Yeah. I'll have to earn a teleporter to move it.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I think it's a glitch. Hold on, I got another game I gotta drag over.
That's all right. Well, when you build your second outpost, you can build it right next to that one. Or right next
on
to
the outside.
Yeah, on the outside.
Yeah, on the outside.
And extend our territory.
But now I can find you quicker.
Yeah. All you had to do is find yourself, and there I am.
Yeah. You're at 667667.
Yes.
And I'm at 666666.
Yes. Upgrade spring to level 3. Yeah, so far I'm just doing everything the tutorial tells me to do.
That's cool.
Okay, that's going to take about 6 minutes.
Okay, the first things you want to upgrade is your stronghold.
Sure, if
you
say so.
Your warehouse. Yeah, your warehouse. Your healing well. And your research facility. Those are the most important. You'll still have to upgrade other things, but those are the ones you want to focus on. Now, other things, you'll have to upgrade other things in order to upgrade those, but those will be secondary. Your warehouse stores your items. The bigger your warehouse, the more items you can have, and so...
And the more raidable I become.
The more what?
Raidable I become.
No. The more your stuff's protected and they can't raid you.
Oh, okay. Right now I'm gathering. There's a level 3 meat pile just outside the base.
Is that the one that I'm collecting?
Collecting.
I don't see you collecting it.
Oh, okay.
I see me collecting it. You might be collecting it, but I don't see you collecting it. I see the one you're collecting. The one you're collecting is to the south. The one I'm collecting is to the north. Well, to the east north. Well, what's the sparklies?
What sparklies?
Inside the territory.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Whoa. It was a relic.
What did you do?
I tapped on it.
Oh. Cool. I didn't know that.
Okay. Did you see what I did? There's another one in your territory next to your blue statue thing. Why don't you tap on it?
No, go ahead and click it. You need it more than I do.
1,000 stone relic.
There you go. Get it. Did you get it?
Yeah. I was looking at these other things. There's, like, numbers on the ground.
Oh, it's still there. Oh, okay. There was 4 of 5 left. Oh, okay. So only you could see one of them. I could see the other.
Okay, so, all right. So I collected one of each, but I can no longer see it. So 4 other people can go collect from that. Now, you're collecting from this one to the south. Okay, apparently I can't collect from it because you're currently collecting from it. So I'll keep collecting this other one over here.
You just accidentally stumbled upon something really fascinating. I want to be looking for those more often.
Well, it was in your territory.
I know, but I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was sparkles. I thought it was something cool. It is something cool, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, you know, you have to be a sub-genius to catch these things, you know.
Well, I found relics before, but not like that. So, now, I'm going to go hunt down some more, if I can.
Yeah, there's one weird-looking turtle. Anyway, this game is structured enough like the other game I played. The level of the creatures depends on where you're at. So, like, we're near the border of level 4 creatures. So if you scroll in the other direction, you'll find level 2, level 1.
Actually,
oh, it seems to be a mixture.
There's level 1s and 2s there because you're there. There's higher levels there because my level 3 outpost is there.
Yeah, I don't see any level 1s and 2s around here. I see mostly level 3s, a few level 4s, but there's a very definite breakpoint where the level 4s begin and the level 3s end.
Yeah, those are there because of me. If a high level is there, high level stuff is going to spawn. Where I have my low level outpost, there's low level stuff spawning. I don't ever go there anymore because... actually, I take it back. I go to my level 1 outpost when somebody comes and kills all my troops, and I got to start from scratch, and I only have a couple troops. Because a couple troops can't fight a level 3. They can only fight level 1s and 2s. So... when you first start out, you can't handle the bigger guys. even after your higher level and you only have a couple troops left. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think you got your game theory wrong here. Because I'm just scanning around. It's the same construction as the other game I played. The low-level creatures are basically around the perimeter, and the higher level, the closer you get to the center, the higher the level of the creatures.
Maybe. Maybe not.
There you go. Wow, it's only going to take me 23 minutes? I target a creature that's like halfway across the board. It's only going to take me 23 minutes to get there and kill it.
There you go.
Meanwhile, I might get intercepted by somebody else and get killed.
Die.
Basically, I'm going about 500 squares away.
I will walk 500 squares. Yeah, so basically what I do is I focus on upgrading my storage. So like this time when I tried to upgrade it, it said I needed to upgrade my stronghold. So I went to my stronghold to upgrade it, and it said I needed to upgrade my healing well. So I went there, and now I'm upgrading it. So that's basically how I do my process. And then down at the bottom, you got that exclamation mark where it says upgrade, blah, blah, blah.
Nope.
What map are you on?
I'm looking at my town or whatever. It's telling me build 4 war hut.
Okay, well, where it says build your war huts.
Okay, now it has an exclamation.
Yeah,
it says upgrade this. And...
yeah. So you got 2 hammers. My main hammer. I'll upgrade what I want to upgrade, and the second hammer, I'll do what it tells me to upgrade. Later, though, you'll have to use your diamonds or whatever they're called, those crystals.
Yeah, those things I only got 300 of.
Yeah, you'll have to use those for an extra hammer later. But... For a while, you have two. And, yeah. And I just focus on upgrading
your warehouse.
Until it forces you to upgrade other things
first.
And then follow,
and
that,
follow
process,
that process.
As well as the instructions at the bottom. And that'll pretty well set you up.
This is interesting.
Did I just assist you?
I think you did. Apparently not.
Later, you'll get a dragon.
Yeah, I got Moses in the house right now.
You can feed and upgrade. My dragon is level 21 now. It takes a while.
It takes a while to upgrade your dragon.
And there's a total of three dragons.
Your rank, unknown. Your score, zero. Kidoki?
I never did bother contacting that girl back.
Shame on you.
Yeah. She blew me off in the first place. She's not worth it. Besides, blowing her off may get her to come back. Women are weird like that. She's like, oh, wow. He didn't, like, try to make me talk to him. Maybe I should be talking to him.
So what's this stuff? Raid battles, wild, fast training. The Rise of Dragonkin. These events, what are these events?
Events, we're in the top right.
Yeah. Sort of.
Okay, I see what you're talking about. I don't know. I don't pay much attention to those. But there are certain things that you do in the game that classify as events. And so you earn stuff. You can focus on the events and earn more. But I don't focus on events, and I still earn stuff by doing the events that I don't know I'm doing.
Right.
Here's the fast training that starts in... Oh, no, it's going on right now. I don't know what
I'm on.
Whatever you do, do not click on the game controller. The game controller is going to want you to install Google Play. Google whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It wants you to install Google Play Games.
Oh, I already have it.
I made a point of uninstalling it.
I'm in the top 5%.
Well, request that.
Whatever that. means.
What does that mean?
Server migration.
Top 5%
How come Jazz has a weird picture?
Do what?
How come Jazz has a weird picture?
Oh, that's his Facebook picture. So I'm not in the top 100. Top 5% is way down here. I don't even know what level I am because I'm looking at the top 200 and 300 now, and they're the top 1%.
Right.
So, I'm like level 5,000, maybe.
So who is it that moved me to rank 2? Somebody changed you to rank 2.
Sorry, what?
Somebody moved me to rank 2.
This week I'm in the top 46%.
Well, I see there are no rank 1s. So whoever did it just automatically moves everybody from rank 1 to rank 2. Got it.
Oh, yeah, you. Today I'm in the top 50%. But, Doofus needs help. Kano is
taking
Doofus. Yeah, as far as the horde goes, or the clan, we all start out in rank 1. The leader moved you up to rank 2 already.
Right.
He moves everybody up to rank 2 right away.
Yeah, that's what I was noticing.
I don't know what benefits the ranks get, but I'm still rank 2. I'm thinking maybe I want to be rank 3, but I'm moving up in the food chain for rank 2, so soon I'll be number 1 in rank 2, or at least number 2 in rank 2. All right. I got two free spins. Divination.
Hey, look, people are talking about me already.
Whatever. And I got some muscle. What does she need in my bottle? I just upgraded my tree guy and my werewolf. Now I'm falling asleep. What time is it?
Oh, I don't know. Time to call an end to the podcast. It's 11:30.
All right.
I was losing it an hour ago.
I'm losing it now. So this concludes the DD&D podcast, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to gaming.
Right on.
We talk about all kinds of stuff. So check out our sponsors at kclai.com. kclamanagement.com and or rabbittrailpodcast.com, where you'll find our other podcasts. Right now we only have one other podcast, but we may have more in the future, or others we sponsor who also might be sponsoring us. Check out our disclaimer. We disclaim everything. We are like a federal government. We do not hold ourselves accountable for nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
Just kidding. We hold ourselves more accountable than they do. But anyhow, we should be holding them more accountable.
Accountable.
That's a scrap gun topic. We got 75 international phone numbers, so people can call
in from
75
different areas,
at least.
Yep, my warriors will be attacking the creature about time I fall asleep.
Yeah. Don't take our word for it. Always go into your own home.
Absolutely.
And if you're interested in gaming, then check out Parallel Origin. That's pretty much our future game right now. Maybe. They're on Facebook. And good luck finding them on Google Play, but they're on Google Play too. Maybe by the time you listen to this podcast, you'll be able to find them easier. All right, so long.
Good night, folks.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Okay, bye.